brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I said live on the air yesterday, too. I'm mad. But... ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. It, of course, is the third day of May 2011, and we are going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Joining us yet again is General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, will be joining us coming up in about 35 minutes from now. We also have James Corbett of the Corbett Report joining us to give us his analysis of what's happening with the whole bin Laden situation. And Owen J.J. Stone, a technology commentator, is not buying the official narrative, so we're going to be talking with him as well today. Now, something interesting has happened in the last 48 hours since the Sunday evening pronouncement of the president. All over the world, people are not buying the official story. And Sunday night and Monday morning, you were laughed at by the mainstream dinosaur, dying, discredited, lying media if you questioned it, and they acted like it was very kooky. And the Washington Post called me and said, well, this is like the Elvis death, people believing he's still alive. And I said, I'm not talking about Elvis, and I'm not talking about him still being alive. I said, this is a government that's been caught lying over and over and over and over and over again and manufacturing evidence and engaging in duplicitous activities so people would be crazy to out of hand believe this. And then they dump the body at sea, they claim, and they're going to supposedly show video of that. I guess they've got a wax figurine from Madame Couture's or whatever her name is, a wax museum, and they're going to throw it in the water. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And then they put out the fake photo in the first 12, 14 hours and say it's real. Then they retract it. Now they've got a new photo coming out. They also admit now that he didn't use his wife as a human shield in the official narrative, that he didn't fight back. And they're telling on themselves for lying so that you'll believe the general story. That's a psychological warfare trick. The whole thing's a lie, guaranteed. The evidence, the stink, the cut of the garment. As I said yesterday, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is out today saying this reeks of a hoax. Cindy Sheehan is saying the same thing. Many government people are saying they don't buy this. And we're really seeing the geopolitical reasons for this shaping up. What they want to do domestically in the West with, oh, no, the TSA is validated in sticking their hands down your pants. There's going to be more of this now, not less. And, oh, if we go to Central Asia, oh, my, the Pakistanis obviously knew bin Laden was there. The drone attacks need to start, and the aid needs to be cut, and we might have to have war with these people. Funny, in the last month, we've had all these guest on experts, and it's come out in the news that the Saudis have run to Pakistan for their nuclear umbrella. They know they're being double-crossed by the West. The Saudis have cut oil production as a response to the fact that it's now on record that many of the jihadists being stirred up and funded are being funded out of the U.S. State Department and out of 10 Downing Street. That's not even debated now. And the Arabs understand they're being double-crossed, the Arab dictators and oligarchies that have worked with them. And so as soon as Pakistan starts trying to bust the gates and get out of San Quentin, magically all this happens. So we're going to go over all of it today and the intensifying evidence that it's fraud. But something interesting has happened now. More and more people aren't buying it. We'll be right back.
Go Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the third day of May 2011. We're going to be breaking down all of the different developments surrounding the May Day reported killing of the chief boogeyman, Osama bin Laden, and the fact that all over the global media and domestic media, a lot of people are questioning the dumping at sea, the fake photo they first released, and then later had to admit was fake when alternative media pointed out it was a Photoshop the media put out almost 3 years ago. We're going to be going over all of it today, but also what we're not looking at while we're busy obsessed on President Obama kicking off his reelection campaign with this latest fairy tale. What's happening at the U.S. Treasury? Big developments there. What's happening to the dollar? The stock market plunging today. The fact that the neocon media is saying, see, we're going to have $5, $6, $7 a gallon gas. We need to focus on security. And if there's a terror attack, the American people won't be as worried about what's happening to the economy. And if you study this, the global architects that have worked for 90-plus years since 1913 to position the United States into total bankruptcy and receivership to kill our free market system, they really stand to gain from staged terror attacks. And on Sunday night and Monday morning, so many people were saying, oh, my gosh, it's great. I can carry my shampoo with me on a trip. I don't have to go buy shampoo everywhere I fly, everywhere I go. I don't have to have the TSA stick their hands down my pants. I don't have to have them download what's on my laptop. I don't have to answer all their questions. And the media said, no. You don't get it. We're going to have more TSA checkpoints on highways, at bus terminals, at train stations. We're going to be spying on you more. Here are the new four leaders of Al-Qaeda, Alaki, Gadan, and the two others. Of the four they're putting on the news, three born in America, all three of them known to be trained at U.S. military bases, hanging out at the Pentagon, protected, running the real attacks in the U.S. with mentally ill Muslim extremist patsies. We have the eyewitnesses of the U.S. government getting the underwear bomber on the plane for 2 years, protecting Major Hassan, knowing the attack was coming, Alaki commanding him. Congress wants the documents. CIA says no. How does CIA say no to Congress and the Homeland Security Committee? Things are upside down. That's the government. That's the Congress with the National Security Act that created them. This is the tail wagging the dog. It's like the UN launching the new Libyan war and Obama not even consulting Congress. It's about training you to accept this. And so it's a fact that the hijackers, in quotes, were trained at U.S. military bases, that U.S. embassies in Saudi Arabia were ordered to give them visas into the U.S. even though they came up on the terror watch list. I've interviewed the head of the visa section from Jeddah, Mr. Springman, going back 9 years ago now. People say, well, why are you just coming out and saying this is a lie? Why are you coming out and saying that this is a PR stunt? Well, just look at the way it's all crafted and scripted. Just look at it. Look at how it was rolled out. Look at how it's being pushed. Look at the agenda they're piling onto it. But it's not just that. How many times have we been lied to? How many terror attacks have turned out to be fake? How many Pentagon and Joint Chiefs of Staff documents do we have to get where they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam? How many times? How many Operation Northwoods do we have to see? How many WikiLeaks releases of Army training manuals for black op Army captains? Not all Army captains, specialized black op Army captains on how to stage a false flag. They teach these Navy SEALs and Delta Force and special ops people how to do dirty tricks, how to stage events. Delta Force, even above the SEALs, where they take the best from the different military disciplines and put them into these fused groups. Delta Force, when they graduate, and this has been declassified, and they had to cancel this part of the test because now it's known by people that are trying to get into the Delta Force. At the end of the month-long rigors and the psychological warfare they have to go under to make sure they can't be cracked easily, then they're given Machiavelli's The Prince, and they have 12 hours to read it and then write an essay. And if they say the end justifies the means and you've got to be evil to protect good and torture is good and lying is good because at the end of the day, we're the good guys. That's the devil's trick, folks. Read the Bible. That's pure, whether you believe the Bible or not, the point is that's always culturally been seen as the main system of deception. That, oh, just be evil for good's sake. And if they write the essay and say that they will be evil for good's sake, that they will lie for good's sake, that they will torture for good's sake, that they will dissemble, that they will stage terror attacks, then they go, welcome to the Delta Force Squadron. Now, if they answer it wrong, they say, we're going to have you in logistics. We're going to send you to Fort Bragg, and you're going to basically push pencils all day. See, this is the real world. And when you read the writings of these retired CIA people like Kermit Roosevelt, who staged Operation Ajax with staged terror attacks to overthrow the Iranian government in 53, that's declassified. When I've been at events and had CIA guys come over and get in my face and then later, pass messages through people about, you don't live in the real world. You don't know how the world really works. You don't understand what we have to do. We have to be more evil than the other side. We have to take every system they might use and make it our own, or somebody else bad will take control of it. We have to bring the drugs in, or somebody else will, and then they'll get the money and the power, and then that evil group will overtake us. It's circular logic. Oh, is that why you push worldwide to keep drugs illegal? No, if you didn't want Al-Qaeda, Taliban, having the opium and making the money off of it, you would decriminalize it so that the price would plummet and then there'd be no business in it. But instead, you go in and boost production and control it and then think we're so dumb now, because this stuff can't be hidden anymore, that they come out in the BBC. I told you a year before I saw Geraldo Rivera with the Army, Marine Corps colonel, going, yeah, we help grow it. We give them the opium. We give them the fertilizer, and we help them protect it. I heard BBC with the same narrative about, well, if we don't grow it and help ship it out, Al-Qaeda and Taliban will get the money. And I almost ran off the road, not because I didn't know that, but because they were admitting it. And then I couldn't ever find it on the BBC website, the report. Well, then we did find, because listeners called, the YouTube a year later of Geraldo Rivera going, yeah, America, we grow the opium. You see, because they can't hide it. How many CIA aircraft crashing with cocaine on board? One of the biggest heads of the drug cartels on trial in Chicago. It comes out in federal court last week, the documents that he said, I work for the U.S. government. He's trying to call witnesses. He's saying, I work for you. How dare you do this to me? How dare you double cross me? That's like Hal Turner released the documents in federal court when he was threatening judges and people, and state judges went ahead and prosecuted him, and the Fed to control the case went ahead and charged him as well and took it away from state court. And in there, he released the documents, and the judge released it, and it was national security memorandums. He was the highest level national intelligence FBI asset. Well, you could tell he was an FBI asset. He was there to talk about violence every night and get away with it and attack yours truly every day and try to hype up the army of white supremacists that work for the feds and don't even know it, most of them. And I've seen this over and over again. I told you 10 years ago he was. Folks, I know a globalist agent when I see it. I live this stuff, okay? I experience it. I know of what I speak. And so you have all these declassified instances of where our government, supposed government, has staged events, staged massacres, blamed it on people, going back to Vietnam. The Quiet American is a fictional account, book, and film, but it's based on real events that happened. You got the CIA in there, you know, in the late 50s, getting ready for the main war, trying to back up the French, and they're staging terror attacks in markets, blowing kids up to blame it on the communists. I mean, if you want to see it in a fictional way, that tends to wake people up better than reality because they can't deal with reality. Go watch that movie, The Quiet American, and then understand what we're dealing with and stop being naive. The globalists are bringing America down. They're killing the dollar by design to consolidate and to take a wealthy, uppity, powerful, armed population and make us servile, broke slaves. It's on. The world government's openly being announced. It's been built behind the scenes, but now they've unveiled it as the solution. Everything is happening right now geopolitically. And they come out with we dumped him in the ocean, and here's a photo. Oh, you notice that's fake? Okay, we'll give you another photo. Well, you can go rent Forrest Gump and see Forrest Gump shaking hands 15 years ago, and you can't tell it's a fake. With President Kennedy. Folks, it's not real. Forrest Gump's not real. He didn't shake hands with Kennedy. None of it is real. When you see a talking chihuahua on Taco Bell commercials, folks, that's not real. I mean, if you go see the talking rabbit in Hop that looks completely real, you can't tell it's fake. That rabbit is not real, folks. I'm sorry. You can watch Santa Claus computer morph movies that are out, and it looks like a real person. It's not real. The Grinch That Stole Christmas with the actor, Carrie. It's not real. And you're going, yes, we know it's not real. The point is they think you're stupid with this, and the timing and the lies and all of it, we know this is fake. I mean, it's like, if you get a zit on your face, you go, that's a zit on my face. It's there. It's proof. But see, they won't give you proof. They won't give you the body. It's in the ocean. That's the end of it. Don't debate it. Don't discuss it. And Torture, by the way, is good.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Here in the broadcast chair, because I just got the call back from Dr. Steve Pachinik, the number two guy under Henry Kissinger at the State Department, who worked with bin Laden, who knows Osama bin Laden. And he said, Alex, you're doing a very good job. I'm listening to the show right now. Of course, we had him on in 2002 in April. He broke down that the intel that bin Laden was dead and was frozen on ice to be rolled out later. Now, I was then told by two other White House sources the exact same thing, and people couldn't believe it, even though we had Pechenik on record, and then suddenly Madeleine Albright, Walter Cronkite, Teresa Hines Carey, and scores of other top Democrats came out and said, Bush, we know you got him frozen. Don't stage his death and roll him out. So they pulled it off the table and waited with that ace card. And you notice Obama's got the same Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. It's all the same crew. They act like they're fighting with each other. It's staged at that level. And so they've allowed Obama to play this card because geopolitically, Pakistan has teamed up with Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia realizes that they're being double-crossed right now and that most of these Arab Spring activities have been stirred up by the West to try to destabilize the region, so they have a pretext to expand the wars. And now it's been admitted, Libya, Egypt, all staged by the West. It doesn't mean there aren't folks that are angry at these dictators that are also going along with it. The point is the match was struck, the fire was lit by the globalists, and that's now incontrovertible, absolute proof. So I just talked to Dr. Pechenik, who has not been on this show since April 2002. He got a lot of heat for it, and even called me at the time and said, is there a way to pull that transcript and that audio down? I am getting excoriated at the CFR right now. I'm getting a lot of heat. And I said, sorry, sir, it's basically the horse left the barn. A long time ago, but the point is now he's ready to come back on because he has been vindicated. Benazir Bhutto, the president of Pakistan, came out and said, bin Laden has been dead. He was killed. And she even said, who killed him? And that was the intel I was given. He was dying of kidney failure. He put out those letters saying, this is not me in these tapes. Remember this in the news? He said, I did not do this. And boom, special forces went in. This is the intel from folks at the White House. They killed him and froze his hind end. And he was actually killed in the area of Pakistan. He did actually live in that area. In fact, Watson's digging up the old articles from 3 months before, and I remember him, so Watson's digging them up. He remembers them as well, and he's my literal bloodhound. I remember a news article, but can't remember the 10-year-old headline. He is like a battle-tested bloodhound, and he will ferret it out. We've got that report coming up where it was in the news that British journalists went to see him and there was British special forces guarding him. Ooh, when we dig this out, you guys are in trouble. And so they had him dead. The word is within a month after 9/11 and all that stuff about he's in Tora Bora and the Delta Force had him in the sights, but they wouldn't let him kill him. They were telling Delta Force, they were telling Army, they were telling the SEALs that. They were telling him that's him, but then, oh, you can't get him, to even create the narrative that it was lawyers, you know, who wanted to be politically correct or something, and that, oh, they wanted to keep the myth of bin Laden going. That part's actually true. See, they put out propaganda that part of it's true. But, I mean, Steve Pechenik, this was the right-hand guy, under Henry Kissinger. He's been on record that he worked with bin Laden when it was the Mujahideen. He knows him. And Pechenik is going to be on with us. Again, he called me back right during the break. I had 1 minute left. Jaron, when I actually hung up on him before I give it back to you, did you get a hold of Pechenik? He is on at 1? That is super news. Okay, so he is on at 1 o'clock today. This is big. Now, I've got General Hamid Ghul on. And then I've got all these other guests. I've kind of had Jaron overbook the show under my orders because I've got Ghul on for 30 minutes. Then I got Corbett. Then I've got J.J. Stone, and I've literally got all of this news, and I've got incredible financial news I've got to go over. The first fake photo, they've got more fake stuff coming out. I've got the Washington Post, L.A. Times, New York Magazine. I saw over 30,000 articles with the name InfoWars or InfoWars.com in it. I didn't look at it myself. Google said 30-plus thousand. I can only look at a few dozen. And some of these are actually surprisingly fair. I thought the Washington Post person was being a little sarcastic with me. But it's overall pretty fair. And there's a lot of other articles in the news that's actually pointing out that all these officials did say he was dead and that it was being covered up. that he was going to be rolled out later. So Brett Bart's going with the fact that it may be a cover-up. The Tea Party Nation is. I mean, folks don't buy anything the government says now, and that's healthy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
And we're cutting the lies down. Well, we see the 2012 kickoff of Obama's campaign. They claim they dumped the body of bin Laden in the ocean. They released a fake photo Sunday night. Yesterday morning, had to admit it was a fake photo. They've got new fake photos. We'll play just a few seconds of this. They've released, of course, cartoons showing bin Laden shooting his AK-47 and the Navy SEALs taking him out. We'll roll some of that in the background right now for folks. This is so cartoonish. And what concerns me more than anything is that our expert guests have broken down here on air. Webster Tarpley, investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, others. We've also seen this in the foreign news, that Pakistan was starting to make deals with Saudi Arabia, that Saudi Arabia knows it's being double-crossed by the West, and that there was going to be big movement in Pakistan. Pakistan said, get your drones out of the country. And then magically, this happens, there's this raid, and now they're saying that Pakistan knew he was there for 6 years, as if Western intelligence wouldn't know that either, and they won't produce the body. This is a serious frame-up, it looks like, of Pakistan moving towards serious confrontations. Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, really leading the attack on the Soviets in the 1980s, called a hero by our media at the time. He's been called now by some of our media the real leader of Al-Qaeda, which he says is asinine. General Ghul, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
I know you have a lot of other media to attend to. We've only got about 25 minutes with you. Sir, you've got the floor. Break down, now that we have some more time to look at this propaganda move, where you stand and what you believe is happening geopolitically.
Well, I think they are targeting Pakistan, and I think Patriots, as it was said by New York Times, is now gearing up, is limbering up for launching his third offensive against Pakistan. So I think that is where Pakistan is being cornered now. A case is being built against Pakistan, and they are saying that ISI was harboring this great terrorist. But at the same time, if you look at it professionally, all the time the CIA, the political leadership of America, and even all the European countries and their intelligence services were actually putting Pakistani intelligence on the wrong posse by saying that the high-value targets were hiding in North Waziristan and that terrain which adjoins with Afghanistan. So they were pounding Pakistani civilians and poor, hapless villages there with their drone attacks, with the hellfires and with their Reaper missiles. So they have caused something like 2,500 casualties when the man that they were hunting was actually hiding in one of the urban centers of Pakistan. Now, this is remarkable. I mean, it's an intelligence. Okay, we accept their version and we say that they are not framing up. And this is not something, although that is a very popular theory here in Pakistan. But if we were to believe every word of what they are saying, then they are more responsible for misguiding Pakistani intelligence, other intelligence agencies, because the CIA and FBI and MI6 had been given free hand in Pakistan to hunt down the terrorists or what they had named, and we had caught so many of them, from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to Faraj al-Libi and all the others from the urban centers of Pakistan. So why were they not also responsible for this failure? Agreed that there have been intelligence failure in this intelligence craft. Failures are not something which is outlandish. Sometimes they do happen. But ISI, instead of being lauded for its good work, I think ISI has been scapegoated by the CIA and all the other bigwigs there in America, and they want to now build a case against Pakistan. Although Pakistan really is suffering so much because our sovereignty has been trampled over, our security has been breached. These helicopters, they had spotted the blind areas in our radar coverage, and they came in as if they were the enemies of Pakistan. Now, it brings to light that the relationship with Pakistan, America's relationship, was always one of animosity, not of friendship. And while we were being told that we are friends of America and we are doing everything possible for them, we lost something like 35,000 lives in this process, and we suffered a loss of $68 billion in economic terms only, and everything else that went wrong with Pakistan, the revenge war and so on and so forth. Pakistan has suffered enormously, but now they tell us that you are responsible for everything. Isn't it amazing? And if, let's say, Osama is the one that they killed yesterday, why did they have to kill him? He was a sick man. He could have been hauled up in the helicopter and taken away. And I imagine they haven't shown the pictures. They used to show the pictures of Saddam Hussein, and they used to show his teeth also inside of his mouth, and they used to rejoice over it. And now when it comes to Osama, they say that dump him in the sea as soon as possible. I think there is a lot that goes unsaid, and I think it has to be, it's an untold story which has to come out one day, and I think a probe must be held. If the American administration is reluctant to hold that probe themselves, let the international community demand from them that we ignored the 9/11 thing, because you said that this had happened to us and we didn't ask for the evidence, but now it's about time that we ask for the evidence.
General Gould, you brought up a point that is absolutely central, obviously, here. The saber rattling began against Pakistan recently when Pakistan said enough of the drones. I've interviewed Special Forces troops on air. We've had Colonel Schaefer on repeatedly. We've had calls from listeners. It's been admitted in the news that U.S. troops, CIA, Special Forces given unfettered access everywhere in Pakistan for now many, many years. And the fact that they're blaming Pakistan and saying, you knew he was there for 6 years, you just threw the gauntlet right back down and said, you were all over this country, you've been directing the Pakistani army into regions to back you up, going into tribal areas, which of course, as you have pointed out, does stir up the population, and then they're called terrorists, and now they have us believe in the heart of your West Point, in the heart of much of your intelligence system, he was there. So if he was there, basically what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, 100% 6 years, the U.S., British, Israelis, they knew as well.
Yes, indeed, because I think they have to share the responsibility. They can't shrug it off because they were the superior partner in this war against terrorism, and they had more resources, far, far, far more resources than ISI ever possessed. So you were responsible, equally responsible, and besides, you were all the time focusing the ISI, directing them towards the Northwest Frontier Province. Why were you doing this? Now, this is an... They always get away. They never are answerable. They were never answerable for 9/11 because no heads were rolled at that time, none from the air traffic control, none from the FBI, none from the CIA, and none from the Air Force, which took 112 minutes to come into action. Can you imagine? They killed Osama bin Laden, if at all that was Osama bin Laden. I don't believe. There are a lot of theories which are going on here. But suppose they killed Osama bin Laden. Why did they have to kill him? So that if he's taken alive, if they had asked the ISI, pointed out to the ISI, which they knew, then ISI would capture him alive. And then he would be put on trial and he will spill the beans that 9/11 was not done by him. And this was the fear because of which they didn't inform the ISI and they went for this hunt themselves independently.
Yes, sir. I saw in press TV last night the Iranian government is saying they have intel that Al-Qaeda, back from when Al-Qaeda was the good guys in the 80s, was going to leak the fact that U.S. intelligence was basically puppeteering terrorists to then blame it on Mujahideen. And it came out last week in Sky Television that the number one Al-Qaeda operative inside Pakistan carrying out attacks on the Pakistani military, and this is confirmed, was MI6. It's also been confirmed, even Loftus, former head of counterterrorism at the FBI, Mr. Loftus, John Loftus, he came out on Fox and said that a SWAT ran the 7/7 bombings in London. He is MI6 and has an MI6 security clearance to travel wherever he wishes while he's on the news as the head terrorist. Anwar al-Awlaki, trained in the U.S., born in the U.S., Fox News reports, does dine secretly at the Pentagon and get orders. He then runs the Patsy attacks. As the former head of Pakistani intelligence, someone with connections, I know you don't like to speculate, but looking at the evidence we have, bottom line, there is this group they call Al-Qaeda that are really double, triple agents carrying out events to then be framed on Iraq, on Libya, on Pakistan, on Iran, a cookie cutter, whoever they want to attack. Is that a correct assessment in my analysis, or can you add to that, General Gould?
Absolutely, Alex. I think you are absolutely on the dot. This is what they are doing. They are out to conquer the world at the cost of the American people, their comfort, their lives, their blood, at the cost of their hard-earned dollars. They have this group is devastating. I mean, they are harboring such ambitions which are anti-humanity, which are anti, above all, the American people. And if you give them free hand, now they are trying to go for Pakistan, and this will be disaster because a desperate Pakistan would be a terrible thing for them to handle. I don't know why they are building up case against Pakistan. Raymond Davis, in that case, the Russian intelligence gave out the information. Pakistan was unfortunately not able to do so because Americans come down hard upon them. But he was carrying some ounces of enriched uranium. And he was to go and carry out some kind of action somewhere else and then blame it on Pakistan that Pakistan's nuclear assets are leaky and therefore they have to be taken out. They have to be plucked out. And this is my fear, is that they have spotted the areas from where they can infiltrate and they can come and pick up our nuclear assets or do whatever they want, because they have such liberty of movement here, unfortunately, because of Pervez Musharraf, who was a dictator, and they supported him to the hilt, and he framed such policies which are being now followed by the present regime, which called itself democratic, but it is not democratic because it is the product of the NRO, the National Reconciliation Order, which was actually stage managed by Condoleezza Rice, and it was signed between David Miliband of the UK and Richard Boucher from the American side, and of course President Zardari from this side, and Benazir at that time. But Benazir became a little violent and she started reacting, so she had to be removed by them. If you remember, John Negroponte came here and he wanted to talk to her that she was becoming rebellious, and she refused to meet him, and then thereafter she was no more. I think this is a very dirty game which is being played by this group.
Incredible information, sir. I'd like to go back to the American recently arrested by Pakistani intelligence. Thank God you stopped him. It's now been confirmed he was trying to get uranium to some of their cutout Al-Qaeda patsies to claim that your nuclear weapons program is leaking. Clearly, they now are moving to go into Pakistan. Will they try coups to bring in a soft coup? Or, according to my military sources, they are preparing commando-style attacks, bombardments, going in, getting the nukes, and then starting a larger attack and then having India attack. But the word is China's not going to put up with this. I mean, we're talking about World War III. General, please give us the possible scenarios and the time frame on this.
Well, I think it was McChrystal's idea, and he, in his briefing to the president, he had said that all he needs is a couple of helicopters and some commandos and an abseiling rope, and then he can go and pluck out anything that you have. And I mean, he said, I'll require a backing of three helicopters, and they can take out Pakistan's all the nuclear triggers. But then they thought the better of it, because Pakistan's nuclear assets are dispersed. And if you touch Pakistan's nuclear assets, a lot of countries in the region who are very dear to America may be in trouble. Besides that, I think right behind our back, China, who is a very reliable friend, Pakistan will be left with no option but to lean upon China. And that could, as you are very rightly pointing out, that could start a third world war. It is very dangerous. I don't know why are they trying to play with fire? Because it will ignite an inferno which will consume the entire region.
They're completely power mad, sir, and they've been setting up a secret police grid, a demonization grid of real American patriots that just want to be a good country with a Bill of Rights and Constitution, who don't want to be an empire. But we have this wicked group that has seized us, and it just gives me chills for my family and my future that the RAND Corporation and others have said they want to start a third world war to try to establish this world government. You notice this is all happening as the dollar begins to die. They actually plan to kill the dollar in this process, betray America after we're the bad guy attacking you and others, and then Europe comes out with its new global currency. But that's more academic. In the few minutes we've got left with you, General, getting back to your intel connections in government, I know you don't like to speculate, but we know this official story. Now they admit he didn't fire back, that he didn't use the wife as a shield. They've already put out a fake photo a day and a half ago. They say more fake photos coming. and we know their history of faking documents and photos. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Much of our media is turning against the president, saying people are not buying this. What best do you know? Because now the Pakistani military has been able to go in, but it's all been scooped out. What was there? What is the intel? What does Pakistani ISI, what does the Pakistani army think really went on in that compound? I mean, obviously it's the frame up of Pakistan, but do you have any intel on how this theater was executed?
Yeah, I think much of it, what they have said, the helicopter sneaking in and this, that, the other, that is true. Because they did come, and there are eyewitnesses who have reported this. And I was just watching on the TV channel. A lot of people in the neighborhood were giving the stories. But whether Osama bin Laden was there or not, it is not clear. And they have hidden this fact. And the ISI is embarrassed, and Pakistani nation is up in arm against the ISI and the army. That, look, this is what you have done to us. You have allowed invaders to come in and do things on their own. And you have allowed the coverage gaps. Why? Because we are investing so much money in you, and this is what you have done to us. So I think very soon there is going to be a policy shift as far as Pakistan is concerned, because pressure is mounting on the regime, on the government, and they will have to simply say, if you were to ask me, that you have done now your job. If you think that this was the target that you were looking for, and you ravaged the whole world because of this, now you've got him, so please finish us, leave us alone, and Yankee, please go home. You will be also at rest. Your boys and girls are being killed unnecessarily. You are squandering your dollars. $135 billion a year, for heaven's sake. Taxpayers' money being squandered in Afghanistan on a war which has already been lost.
General, we've only got a few minutes left with you, and we appreciate your time. General Hamid Ghul joins us, former head of Pakistani intelligence. Unfortunately, I want to have to relay to you and the rest of the world that I'm monitoring liberal, conservative, mainline radio and TV. And I want to give you the bad news that they are, in just a matter of hours. First, it was cut the couple billion you're given that, as you point out, you spend way, you know, many times more trying to carry out the globalist dictates there in the region. So our media is acting like you're our welfare recipients and that the money is a blessing instead of a curse. Given to you by these devilish globalists, but now the drum is beginning that you need to be struck, that you are Al-Qaeda, that you run bin Laden, and that you love the destabilization of all these people brought in, and they are, I want to confirm, you need to know, they are trying to get the American people ready to attack you, what would you like to say to the American people about the propaganda they're hearing?
Yes, this is total propaganda. This is fixing Pakistan, who has been a long time your friend. You are the sole superpower today because of Pakistan and because of the blood of the Afghan people, whom you have, with impunity and with great callousness, you have destroyed them. Please don't do that. People of America are very good. They are all very innocent. I think gullibility is acceptable to an extent, but please do not buy all the theories of these ambitious generals who are political generals. They are not professional generals. I can assure you, I'm a professional man. I've spent 36 years in the army, and since then also I've been studying and reading, and I've been thinking about things. I can assure you, your generals are wrong, and they have got Obama beleaguered, or he has fallen into their trap, and this is going to be a disaster for everybody.
General, in closing, the average American from New York, when they come to Texas, they think that we don't even really have houses and that we live outdoors and ride horses when we're heavily industrialized like any other Western area. Also, many Americans believe that Pakistan is in the Middle East. They call you Arabs. They don't understand that it's a completely different system and culture, and they don't understand that in the war with the Indians, several wars, that Pakistan fighting 5-1 has basically defeated them. And I don't think the average American kind of thinks it's, oh, some more pushover Arabs. I'm not saying the Arabs are weak. They're just not well coordinated. I don't think they understand that trying to go into Pakistan will make Vietnam and Korea look like a cakewalk. Can you speak to that?
Yes, exactly like that. And I tell you, we'll stand and fight. I can assure you this. And this is a very large nation. It's 180 million people. We are nuclear, and we are fifth nuclear power, which has been described by none other but the American media. And we are ideological. We are self-sufficient in food, and we have China at our back, and we have the Muslim world sentiment supporting us. I can assure you it's going to be a very difficult proposition. Let's not even think of it. Please, people of America, stop these guys. They're cheating you. They are deceiving you. And they have personal ambitions which they want to satisfy. They are bloodthirsty people. They have vile ideas, and these must be checked by people of America.
Final point, General Gul, we'll let you go. We appreciate the time. General Hamid Gul joins us from Pakistan. What is the general sentiment of the population there? Are they buying this latest hoax? And are you concerned, because they're hyping this here now, about a new 9/11, this time to be blamed on Pakistan, because that's in the works. From the propaganda, you can see the preparation.
Yes, people of Pakistan are very aware of it, and that's why I think Pakistan government is going to be under tremendous pressure, and you will have a revolution unless it is rectified in time in Pakistan, and a revolution in Pakistan will absolutely turn the world around, I can assure you this.
All right. Thank you so much, General Hamid Gul, for checking in with us with this information. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, late at night over there, but he did join us. That guy's a very serious person. That is the former head of the Mujahideen and the guy that led the war against the Russians. That's him. That's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, here on this broadcast. And I would disagree with him on any point if I disagreed. I have studied this in depth. I have had the foremost scholars on this show. I have read all three books by Brzezinski and Brzezinski about it, and Brzezinski admits it all. And I'm getting chills right now. Folks, you look at those college students that showed up when the government put that Twitter out to create that false flash mob out there, yay, yay, Osama's dead. And the globalists do that as a gauge that they bought it. I've seen videos of them speaking. Those college students could hardly talk. White, black, Hispanic, they were fluoride head, TV head, soft, intellectually dead people. And the globalists are planning massive terror attacks. They're hyping nuke attacks here. I'm telling you, that's in the cards. And they're going to take those idiot kids, and they're going to clap them in uniforms, and they're going to try to draft the strong rural people of the South and other areas of the country and march us off in World War III. Against the Pakistanis, backed up by the Chi-Coms. This is not good. Okay, I'm getting chills right now. I'm getting bad chills. And let me tell you, I go back to Saturday here at the office working, and I was literally about to shake. And then they're like, what's wrong? And I go, I am having hardcore dread. I can intellectually see all of this, but also I can feel it, ladies and gentlemen. I can feel it. I called my wife Saturday. I worked up here till late at night. I said, honey, I am physically shaken right now. Now, there's a chance to avert this, but we are at the edge of the cliff. My spirit, my gut, my intellectual analysis, we are at the edge. Is there a cliff near you? Be safe, but if you want to go experience it, it's called common sense. It's called sixth sense. It's called your gut, your instincts. You know, go to the edge. Look over. That feeling, you should all have it right now. You don't need to stand at the edge of a cliff. Every minute I'm awake, I've got it now. Never before have I felt this. I told you a few weeks ago I was starting to feel it. I only felt a small tremor like this before 9/11, and I was able to calculate off enemy propaganda. They would attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their former asset, Osama bin Laden.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.